Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Recently, I've been playing around a lot with the idea of creativity and innovation. And as I reflect back, my traditional banking career didn't really allow for a lot of creativity, right? No one wants to hear about creative accounting. It is not referred to a fun and colorful spreadsheet, but more something that's likely to get you at least fined, probably arrested. Fortunately, the small business space came along and unlocked my brain and lets me be creative 24/7. I get to be an ideas machine and I love it. But one of the things that I always come back to is, how do you teach that creativity, that idea generation, that innovation thought process to somebody else? And I think this is really key in our small business space. If we know that innovation is a key to longevity in our businesses, we need to make sure that that creativity becomes a part of our business. If we can think creatively, we can innovate. If we can innovate, we can create new offers and services and methods and frameworks. And that in turn increases your business's competitiveness. It makes you stand out in the market. And then that leads to your business's bottom line, to success. And if you're able to repeat that process over and over and over again, because it's a natural part of what you do, that's how you get that long-term sustainability. And that creativity doesn't always have to come from you. Having a creative team means not only do they help you innovate, but they are also more adaptable in the face of change. They rally when they're faced with a challenge. So this creativity is not just about innovating what you can sell, but also increasing your agility, which we know is key for long-term success. So how do you inspire your team to think outside the box? How do you get them to think beyond, this is the way we've always done it, right? I bet you've heard that come out of a team member's mouth. That's the way we've always done it. So how do we get them to push beyond that? Well, there are a few key things you need to have in place. One, open communication. You need to have a space where your team feels safe to tell you their thoughts, their ideas, their suggestions, without the fear of being criticized or ridiculed or put down in any way. Often the quietest person has the most innovative idea, but if they're in that kind of groupthink space, sometimes they're afraid to speak up. So you need to make sure that everybody has a voice. So you, as the leader, have to make sure that you hear from everyone. What's great is this is going to give you a diverse range of perspectives, which means the outcome is going to be better, which means your business jumps forward even further. The second thing you need is a culture where risk-taking is safe, right? So not just speaking up, but people actually trying the new thing and it being okay for them to have tried, even if it didn't quite work out. A culture where failure is, what did we learn, not, I can't believe you did that. And you see these big companies that innovate, like Apple and Google and Meta, they're known for having time where their team are specifically focused on innovation, where they get to spend working hours working on something that isn't their day job. And the side effect of that, people love to work for them. And the third thing that people need to see in this culture that cultivates creativity, say that three times fast, is you. You have to lead by example. And that means you need to be involved when they're doing something innovative. You need to be excited when they tell you about a new idea. You need to be willing to test, even if you think they're wrong, and you need to be accessible. If they're trying something new and they need feedback and guidance, they need to know that they have that access to you. This tells them that creativity and innovation and considered risk-taking is a priority for your business. In order for you to have an innovative business, creativity can't just be something you do every now and then. It has to be woven into your business so it becomes a core value. And if it's a core value, we think about it when we're hiring, when we're training, when we're doing reviews for your team. This will help you cultivate a team of creative thinkers. And when you have a team of creative thinkers, they're able to adapt and thrive even in the change that we see in our online space. And so this in turn builds a resilient business for you. And that means long-term sustainable success. So how are you building creativity into your culture?